Welcome to Harmonia. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join me for the next hour as today's performers of medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque music bring to life the music of the distant past. The House of Medici ruled Florence for the better part of 300 years, and their patronage of the arts reached from Dufay to Handel. This hour on Harmonia, we'll explore this wide swath of music history through the Medici lens. From the beginnings of Italian opera to the perfection of the Baroque Concerto by Vivaldi, the Medici influence helped to foster some of the greatest works of art through three centuries. In our final segment, we'll hear tracks from the Vivaldi Project's latest album, Discovering the Classical Trio. Elizabeth Field, Alison Edberg Nyquist, and Stephanie Weil bring humor, warmth, and virtuosity to these rarely heard works.
Thank you.
from David Schrader's album Scarlatti on Fortepiano, that was Domenico Scarlatti's Keyboard Sonata in G minor. Though most modern historically informed performances of these sonatas are given on harpsichord, there's ample evidence that Scarlatti was well acquainted with the newly invented fortepiano and its creator, Bartolomeo Cristofori. Both Scarlatti and Cristofori were under the patronage of Grand Prince Ferdinando de' Medici at the same time, just as Cristofori was perfecting his invention. Scarlatti was later under the patronage of Cardinal Ottoboni, who sent Cristofori a piano as a gift from the Grand Prince. There seems little doubt that Scarlatti would have been quite taken with this new invention and delighted to play his sonatas on such an instrument. The long line of powerful Medici begins with Cosimo, born in 1389. He instituted the first musical chapels, emulating those in Northern Europe. His sons Piero and Giovanni brought many fine musicians to Florence from the north and were both well acquainted with Guillaume Dufay. Dufay himself promised to send them the piece we're about to hear, A Lamentation for Constantinople, from a vintage recording by the early music consort of London called The Art of Courtly Love. We just heard A Lament for Constantinople by Guillaume Dufay, performed by the Early Music Consort of London from their 1973 album The Art of Courtly Love. Though Dufay never succeeded in earning a post at the Medici court under the patronage of brothers Piero and Giovanni, Piero's son Lorenzo the Magnificent employed many fine composers, among them Heinrich Isaac, Alexander Agricola, and Johannes Giselin. Next, we'll hear Isaac's lament on Lorenzo's death, Quis dabit capiti meo aquam, performed by the London Pro Musica.
Thank you.
Heinrich Isaac's Quis Dabit Capiti Meo Aquam from the album A Florentine Carnival, performed by the London Pro Musica. Next, we'll jump forward to the early Baroque era and the music of Francesca Caccini. She served the Medici court as composer, singer, and teacher from about 1602 to 1627. She often performed alongside her siblings and parents, including her famous father Giulio Caccini. The song we're about to hear, Chi è costei, is a beautiful ode to Mary that could easily be mistaken for a secular love song. The performers are Henriette Feith and David van Ooyen.
Thank you.
Francesca Caccini's Chi è costei, performed by Henriette Feith and David van Ooyen from the album La Cecchina, Francesca Caccini, songs from Il Primo Libro delle Musiche. You can become a fan of Harmonia Early Music on Facebook or follow our updates all week long on Twitter. Just search for Harmonia Early Music. It should come as no surprise that the House of Medici played a role in the birth of opera. The 1600 wedding of Maria de' Medici and Henry IV of France saw performances of not one but two early operas, Giulio Caccini's Il Rapimento di Cefalo and Jacopo Peri's Eurydice. The latter is the first opera for which the complete score has survived. Here's the prologue from Eurydice, performed by Ensemble Arpeggio.
Thank you.
Ensemble Arpeggio performed the prologue from Jacopo Peri's 1600 opera Eurydice. Gloria Banditello was the mezzo-soprano. We now move from the birth of opera to the perfection of the solo concerto in the hands of Antonio Vivaldi. His set of 12 concerti, L'Estro Armonico, remains at the pinnacle of Baroque virtuosity. Vivaldi dedicated this set to Ferdinando de' Medici, a supporter of the famous Ospedale della Pietà, where Vivaldi's all-girl orchestra made waves performing extraordinarily difficult music with great skill. Next, we'll hear the opening movement of the E major violin concerto from this collection, which would almost certainly have been first performed by the talented orphan girls of the Ospedale. This is Tafelmusik Baroque Orchestra with soloist Elizabeth Walfisch. That was Tafelmusik Baroque Orchestra and violinist Elizabeth Walfisch performing the first movement of Vivaldi's Violin Concerto in E major, Opus 3, No. 12, from L'Estro Armonico. You're listening to Harmonia, a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, fostering the performance, scholarship, and community of early music on the web at earlymusicamerica.org. I'm Angela Mariani. Ferdinando de' Medici invited an impressive array of musicians to Florence, including Alessandro and Domenico Scarlatti, Giovanni Legrenzi, Benedetto Marcello, and George Frederick Handel. Handel was also well acquainted with Ferdinando's sister, Anna Maria Luisa de' Medici, and was fond of the librettos of Antonio Salvi, a Medici court physician and poet. So we find the Medici family even at the center of Handel's opera career, with Antonio Salvi providing libretti for a number of Handel's works, including Ariodante, Rodelinda, and Arminio. This is Ti lascio in ceppi a vinto, from Arminio, performed by Vivica Genot and Les Violins du Roi, from their album of arias by Handel and Hasse.
Ti
We heard music from Handel's Arminio with the libretto by Medici court poet Antonio Salvi. Vivica Genot was the soloist with Les Violins du Roi from their album of arias by Handel and Hasse. You can find hundreds of archived episodes, playlists, and podcasts online at harmoniaearlymusic.org. Our featured recording this week is Discovering the Classical String Trio from the Vivaldi Project. Celebrating their 10th anniversary in 2017, the Vivaldi Project presents innovative programs of Baroque and classical repertoire. Their recent debut recording unearths neglected string trios of the classical era by Johann Christian Bach, Campioni, Boccherini, Haydn, and others. After listening, you may wonder why they've gone unheard for so long. First, Johann Christian Bach's Sonata in D Major, B36. We'll hear both movements of this work, an Allegro assai and an Allegro grazioso.
Thank you.
That was Elizabeth Field, Alison Edberg Nyquist, and Stephanie Weil of the Vivaldi Project performing J.C. Bach's Sonata in D Major, B36. Here's more from the Vivaldi Project's Discovering the Classical String Trio CD, Carlo Antonio Campioni's Sonata in G Minor, Opus 1, No. 2. Campioni's music is not widely known today, but he was admired in his day, both in Europe and in America, specifically by our third president, Thomas Jefferson. We'll hear the Vivaldi Project perform both movements of this Campioni sonata, an andante adagio and an allegro con brio assai.
Thank you.
That was the Vivaldi Project performing Carlo Antonio Campione's Sonata in G Minor, Opus 1, No. 2, from their album Discovering the Classical String Trio, released in 2016. Learn more about recent early music releases on the Harmonia Early Music podcast. You can subscribe on iTunes or at harmoniaearlymusic.org. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and part of the educational mission of Indiana University. Additional resources come from the William and Gail Cook Music Library at the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music. We welcome your thoughts about any part of this program or about early music in general. You can leave a comment or question anytime by visiting harmoniaearlymusic.org and clicking on Contact. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was David McCormick. Thanks to our studio engineer Michael Pashkash and our staff, Janelle Davis and Luann Johnson. Additional technical support comes from KTTZ at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas, with special thanks to engineer Rachel Boyd. Our producer is Elizabeth Clark, our executive producer is John Bailey, and I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.